So this is another question about the imminent collapse of the U.S. Economy. And basically, the questioner lists a list, and you all know these numbers, you know, the amount of debt that we have and the amount of people on Social Security and the amount of money the Federal Reserve is printing and Obamacare and everything else. And he says, doesn't this mean that we have to expect the full collapse of the American currency and the world economy as a whole? Isn't it inevitable that we have financial collapse soon? And my answer is no, it's not inevitable. It's not inevitable. Economics doesn't even suggest that it has to happen and that it has to happen soon. You know, you could take these numbers and project them on Japan 20 years ago, and they were in worse shape. Japan's debt is far greater than our debt is today. Yeah, they have different characteristics, but their Social Security is far more lucrative than ours. And they've been printing money for 20 years, and they've just started engaging in massive more printing of money. These things can go on for a long, long, long time. Sometimes I think that's good. Sometimes I think that's bad. It's good in the sense that it buys us time to try to educate people so that when collapse happens, they have better ideas and we can come out of it in better shape, or maybe even to avoid collapse. It's bad because it makes us look like fearmongers, where we're saying, oh, no, you can't keep printing money. If you keep printing money, bad things will happen. But it takes a long, long, long time for those bad things to happen. People don't see the causal relationship. And we see that time and time again in economics, particularly us free market guys saying, that's really, really bad. I don't know, the 1934 financial regulations of FDR, that's really, really bad. But the really, really bad stuff that you can point to the 33, I mean, it happens slowly over time, and really bad stuff happens every day and every year, but the big collapse only happens when you have an S&O crisis, a financial crisis like we just had, which is what, 70 years after the fact or 60 years after the fact? And what do you do then? Point to 33 or 34 and say, it all started back then. Nobody or very few people can conceptualize that. They can't see the long-term effects of these. So that's why I think it's bad that it takes so long. But I'm happy for the time it buys me. All of the stuff you list, all of the stuff listed is bad stuff. Everything the federal government is doing is bad right now. We're heading in a disastrous direction, but collapse could happen. It takes a long time for these things to happen. For every one of these, I can also list some good things that are happening in the country today. You know, even in politics, there are a number of states that are moving towards lowering taxes locally, a number of states that are moving towards less regulations. Less power to unions, in those states, particularly in the South and in the Southwest, you're seeing increased economic activity over the other parts of the country. There's innovation. Productivity seems to continue to increase in spite of all this stuff. Yeah, none of this is sustainable. Yeah, this is all bad. Yeah, this is going to have bad consequences. Exactly how the consequence manifests itself, exactly what happens and when it happens is very, very difficult to predict. And I don't expect the full collapse of the U.S. economy soon, although I'm not ruling out that possibility. But again, I think you can't assume that any other alternative is wrong or irrational. And in terms of saving money for the retirement, which is the second part of the question, given that we're going to collapse, why should you save money for retirement? Well, you got to save something for retirement. You're going to retire, or you're going to have to do something when the collapse happens, live somehow. And if you believe in the collapse happening, then, you know, buy silver and gold and hold it in coins in your home. Hopefully nobody robs you, but then that's what you'll use as a means of exchange. And hopefully you'll be able to, or move to a farm. I know some people who move to farms because they can grow food there and they'll be able to sustain themselves that way. You know, I hope that's not the case because I don't have that much gold and silver, and I'm not living on a farm. So I'm still hoping we live in a division of labor society when I retire with a semblance of civilization. I think the odds of that happening keep decreasing, but I still think they're higher than 50%.